Hey everyone, welcome to this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. So I've had some decisions I needed to make recently and some I'm still pondering. So it got me thinking about this topic, how to make a good decision, how to even stop ruminating and actually commit to a decision. It's not always easy, and we each have to approach things in our own way, but here are some suggestions. First off, if you've got a decision to make and you're feeling conflicted about it and pressured in some way, do your best to release the pressure. Find a place of stillness in you and reject the sense of time pressure and pressure from persons or circumstances, and just let that moment be large with you and with God, with the truth that is ready to speak to you. Decisions can seem even more daunting and difficult to make when we're accepting on top of them this pressure of time as well as of other opinions and expectations. It's that pressure often that makes the decisions less clear. Giving yourself permission to let go of that pressure and take a pause, it can really bring things into focus. You don't need a lot of time to make a decision. It just happens in thought. So you can take that conscious pause to reflect without being in danger of wasting time. And when we're communing with God, He takes care of the rest, assuring us that this rightful stillness with Him is protected. Worry time is fruitless. Quiet listening is so fruitful. So begin by allowing yourself the luxury of freedom from pressure and just relaxing into your moment with the divine mind, that consciousness that already knows the answer and is ready to give it to you. Then don't get too hung up in that moment with human pros and cons. Yes, it can be helpful to note both sides of an issue. But once we've done that, what we really want to know is what is right for us right now. There may be 100 human reasons why not, but all we need is one right reason why we should and why we can reject those cons with relish and latch on to the reason why and go for it. We can get those thoughts out so we know what our concerns are, those pros and cons, if that feels right. And then we set all that aside and just connect with God and His wisdom. So how do we know when God is guiding us? Well, here's a really good guide straight from the Bible. James had this to say in chapter 3, verse 17 of James. This is from the J.B. Phillips New Testament translation. The wisdom that comes from God is first utterly pure, then peace-loving, gentle, approachable, full of tolerant thoughts and kindly actions, with no breath of favoritism or hint of hypocrisy. That's the end of the quote. God's voice is kind. It feels helpful and peaceful. It doesn't serve us and leave another in trouble or the other way around. His wisdom feels settling and satisfying. It emerges from God's love. And so it not only comes with the right step to take, but it comes with His assurance that He'll be with us for the next step and to guide us moment by moment. And that's a really good thing to remember, too. Don't put too much pressure on each decision. Don't get out ahead of yourself or start writing a story before you've gotten past the first page. I know I've said that before. Listen to the first step and trust that for now. If there's something else you need to know, some other direction you need to explore, or even some doubling back you need to do, that will come in its right time. In the meantime, if what you hear in your prayer and quiet with yourself and with love, if it feels true and comfortable, then commit to that in this moment and go forward, knowing you're safe in the next as well. You do have the capacity to hear God now and later as he guides you, not only in your decisions, but with new inspiration and discovery along the way. The decisions we may make might feel like they're taking us into something for one reason, but it may be for something very different in the end. And that's okay. Just trust what feels right to you now, and don't outline or limit what the next unfoldment is going to be and what it's going to look like and where it's going to take you. Just get used to listening for God's guidance. Flex that listening muscle. It'll really serve you well. Receptivity to truth is so powerful. It's much better than jumping in and doing what you think you should do willfully or because of some sense of pressure. Enjoy your natural ability to hear the right thing and to act on it with trust. You can do it. I know you can. Heck, if I can do it, anybody can do it. As I take that time to listen for direction, I often ask myself questions to get me in tune with God's thinking. So he comes from and as love. He's full of life and truth and joy. So I might ask myself, when I'm torn between a couple of things, maybe, what would make me feel the most peaceful right now? Or what, when I think of myself doing it, makes me feel comfortable? What makes me smile? What excites me? What feels like me? These questions can help because they align us with God, who is peace, who desires us to be true to his vision of us, who's love and also principle, who wants us to do what is right and what also makes us happy. God is life, so he would have us celebrate that with perpetual growth and freedom, activity, and not dreariness or stagnancy or limit or some sense of uncomfortable compromise. I feel like we can look at a decision we have to make as more than just some choice about a step to take. It really is an opportunity to get better acquainted with who we are, what we truly want, and what God wants for us. As we sit in that gentle place with God and listen for guidance, we're also in a sanctuary for discovery. You may just be surprised by what you find when you close the door on the noise of conflicting opinions and time and your own shoulds. And if you just listen, I've had some really amazing enlightenments appear at those times, sometimes having very little to do with the specific decision I had to make, but having everything to do with knowing what matters to me, what fears I need to release, and setting me on a course for a better experience in general, one more in line with my divine purpose, that resonating mission within that satisfies me and also may bring some light to the world as well. Well, that's pretty much all I have for now. Feel free to reach out to me if you want to talk more about this topic or have questions. I'd love to help out. If you want a coaching session, our first 30-minute discovery session is free. I'd love to talk with you and see if I can help you define, design, refine, and live your divine purpose. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. or find out more about me and connect with me through my website, beingfreenow.com. Till next week, have a wonderful weekend.